News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. A pair of Senate bills have cleared the House that are intended to limit the spread of anti-Semitism. One bill requires schools and universities to include a definition of anti-Semitism in their codes of conduct and training for students and staff. Representative Kevin West endorsed the measure.
The contemporary examples are merely to be used as a tool. This would give some examples to help guide to determine guilt or innocence in those cases.
The other bill adopts a new definition of anti-Semitism, which sponsors insist won't infringe on free speech. A plea deal in a deadly Oklahoma child abuse case. 24-year-old Madison Marshall agreed to testify against her boyfriend, 27-year-old Roan Waters, in the beating death of 1-year-old Oakley Snow. The couple had kidnapped Oakley and her 7-month-old brother, then drove to a drug house in Indianapolis, where Waters is accused of beating the baby to death. Madison Marshall will have several charges dropped in return for the plea bargain agreement. Opponents quoted from the Bible or claim the measure effectively ends the use of corporal punishment, or it overrides the wishes of parents. Despite that, the House has approved a bill outlawing the use of corporal punishment on children with special needs. Representative Cynthia Rowe favored the measure.
And I am appalled that we even have to have this conversation. This is appalling that we would inflict suffering on a child that has no idea what is happening.
It's taken the legislature over 2 years to approve the bill that now goes to the governor. The World Baseball Softball Confederation has picked Oklahoma City to host part of the Women's Softball World Cup for next year. The host of the finals, which will be held in 2027, has yet to be announced. More on these stories and others at RadioOklahomaNews.com. For the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.